Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Thanks for joining me today as I continue to share principles to live by from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. In this letter, Paul had a large section on being generous. In fact, several chapters, and there's a reason. You see, Paul was traveling from church to church in the New Testament world, and he was raising money for poor Christians in Jerusalem. But one thing Paul was very cautious about, he put in place a plan to demonstrate absolute financial integrity. No one could accuse him of misusing these funds. To avoid both criticism and suspicion, he put together a plan involving a team of godly men who would travel with him. In fact, here's what he wrote to the Corinthians.
We are taking this precaution so that no one will criticize us about this large sum that we are administering. Indeed, we are giving careful thought to do what is right, and not only before the Lord, but also before people.
Well, what a great example for all of us, particularly when it comes to money. The Apostle Paul knew how easy it was to be accused of fraud, which was very prevalent among false apostles in the New Testament world. And with this model, Paul was saying to us today, no spiritual leader should ever have sole responsibility for the finances in the church or in any Christian ministry. I know of pastors and leaders who have violated this principle, and in a moment of weakness, they decided to take money for themselves. What a tragedy. You see, like Paul, all of us as Christian leaders must create a system of mutual accountability.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.